This is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, Chapter 10, Mishnah 4 and Mishnah 5. Zeba b'chavisa shel yayin, v'zeba b'kada shel dvash, nitztaka chavis shel hadvash, v'shafak ze es yeno v'hitzo es dvash l'socho, ein lo ela scharo. So if one comes with his jug of wine, another with his pitcher of honey, and the pitcher of honey cracked, and this one poured out his wine and saved the honey within the container from the wine, he is only his hire. V'im amar atzil, you know, how much he was being paid. V'im amar ha'atzil es shalach, v'ata nosen li dmei sheli. And if he says, hey, I saved yours, but you have to pay me the value of mine, chayav litan lo, he's obligated to pay him. Shatav nahar chamaro v'chamar chavero. If a river swept away his donkey and the donkey of his friend, shlo yoyaf emane, v'shal chavero matayim, and his was worth 100, and his friend's worth 200. Haniyak ze es shalo. So if he let go and saved, if he let his go, his donkey, v'hitzol es shel chavero, and saved his chavero, his friends, ein lo el escharo. He only gets paid what he was hired for. V'im amr lo, ani atzil es shalach, v'atanus en li es shali. But if he says to him, I will save yours and you'll pay me the value of mine, chayav litan lo, then you are obligated, he is obligated to pay him. So our mission is teaching that whoever saves his fellow's property and in the process loses his own only receives his hire, not his loss. But if he said that he was going to do so and made that a stipulation, so then he's obligated to pay him the value. The Gemara explains that our mission cites two examples in order to teach something additional in each case. In the first case, although the owner of the wine poured out the wine with his own hands in order to save his fellow's honey, he only receives his hire unless he explicitly stipulated that he would pay him for his wine. In the second case, even though A's donkey drowned by itself, nevertheless, if they had explicitly agreed that B would pay him the value of his donkey, B is obligated to pay him. This is so not only if he made the stipulation with B himself, but also if the law, if B were not present and he stipulated before the court, B is obligated to pay the value of the donkey. Mishnah 5. Hagozel sade mechavero, untaluha misikin. So if a person robs a field from his fellow, and oppressors took it from him, imakas medinahi, if this was a blow affecting the entire area, omer lo, he says to him, hari shalach lefanecha, look, what is yours is there, it's before you. Vim machmas hagazlan, but if it's because of the thief, Chayv lahami lo sade acheres. Then he has to give him another field. Shatafa nahar, if a river flooded it, omer lo, hai shalach lefanecha. Behold, what's yours is before you. So again, we're dealing with the manner in which someone stole a field, which was later stolen by others or flooded by a river. How does he restore that field that he stole? So we have to preface our discussion by mentioning that the theft of land is different from the theft of movable property. Land really can't be stolen. It's always in the possession of the owner. And if the thief sold it to a third party, the owner can take it from that purchaser without paying any compensation, while the purchaser claims its value from the thief who sold it to him to begin with. So he can say, behold, what is yours is before you, because even if the field were in your possession, the people who stole it from me would have stole it from you, and it's still there. But if they stole it because it was in the thief's possession, and if it was in the owner's possession, they wouldn't have stolen it, right? So then that doesn't work. And if they seize it, he's obligated to provide him with another comparable field. And similarly, we say, if it's flooded, the thief can say, behold, what is yours is before you. Since the land remained in the possession of the owner, right, as we explained in the beginning of this Mishnah, the thief doesn't bear responsibility for its loss due to circumstances beyond his control. Only if he lost it through an action he himself performed. He had nothing to do with the flood, and therefore the field is flooded, but it's still right there, and he's not obligated. Tomorrow we'll learn Chapter 10, Mishnah 6, and Mishnah 7.